Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, and Steve Jordahl is in with us. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Tim. How you doing?
Doing well, actually. My college football team didn't do well.
I'm sorry about that. You know, I went to the game, the state game, 2 weekends ago, not this last week.
I want to remain anonymous, Steve.
I'm sorry. Iowa State, maybe? Who knows what state we're talking about?
I don't know, we don't have time, but that story you told this morning was hilarious.
Well, sure, we have time. I guess
it's our show, right? You can't drop that and expect them not to pick it up.
What happened was,
now, when I was a younger man, I let college football weekend affect my emotional well-being.
As many of us have.
Okay, Art and Steve.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. Or whatever your sport may be. So mine at the time was, you know, college football. So I'm a Mississippi State grad, and we were playing. So you have to deal with life that way.
Right.
You have to let it go immediately, or you know, so you can't win or lose. You got to move on, right?
Right.
By Monday morning.
Yeah, at least.
You really don't let it bother you Sunday at church. Then you get into priorities.
Yes, that's
things,
right.
Spiritual things, right? So Auburn, I would use the word annihilated, I guess, the Bulldogs Saturday night on the Plains, okay?
They put 55 points.
So our family, you know, we like to get together and watch games. Sometimes we go to games, but we like to get together and watch games, you know, as a family. Win, lose, or draw, we still have fun, you know? So we're Saturday night, I went and got all the food. We got great food. We got chicken strips that are out of this world. We got slaw. We got tea. We got we got some French fries. All the French fries you could ever want.
Yeah.
You know. So the game starts, and I watch the first series, and Auburn, I think that's when they knocked our first quarterback out. Okay. So I said, you know, we're going to punt. I'm going to go get some food, right?
Yeah.
So I go to the kitchen. The TV room's going in there. The family's in there, and So I get first two chicken strips on my plate, and my son Wesley goes, Auburn just scored. I said, well, hold on a second now. We're not even a minute into the game now. So he goes, Auburn just scored. So it's 7-0. Then I put some slaw on my plate. I poured my tea, and he goes, my daughter goes, we just fumbled the punt. I mean, the kickoff. So
it's a good thing you're not a drinker.
I get my dip, right? I get the dip for the chicken strips. About to take my plate in there to watch, and Wesley goes, Homer just scored again. I'm going, I've been 3 minutes in here in the kitchen, and you know, it's 14-0. Can you not wait? Let me get there before you.
Let me at least watch some of it.
Yeah.
Before the game's over.
I did like the quote. It was a funny quote, although it wasn't funny to him. But the Mississippi State's head coach, Joe Moorhead, was asked about the game. He said, well, it's kind of hard to – I'm paraphrasing that. It's kind of hard to win when Auburn's up 21-0 before the band has sat down. So, anyway.
It's hard to dig your way out of that. I just thought that was funny. I was picturing when you were telling our leadership meeting. I was just picturing that in my head.
You've had family get-togethers to watch a big ball game.
Oh yeah, everybody's
just a few excited.
What they scored? What we fumbled the?
I know. They're giving me reports from 20 feet away while I'm trying to fix my food that we're behind 14-0 before I pour my tea. Anyway, all right, Steve Jordahl, did your Raiders win over the weekend?
They did.
Okay.
I was very, very happy, actually. And I don't get the NFL ticket or anything like that, so I can't watch it. But they played the Indianapolis Colts. They won 31-24, and we lost one of our defensive stars for the rest of the year
because
he can't seem to keep his head out of the player's ear hole.
The targeting.
Right.
The targeting rule.
Just I started down that sentence. I thought that wasn't going to end well. I didn't rescue that. But, yes, Devontae Berfick is out for the year, and I'm not happy about it. But then again, I wasn't happy when they let a couple really star players go. One is with Chicago.
We don't need 7 minutes on this. I just asked you, did they win or lose? But you and I could talk about it off
we
the
will.
Air here. And you're going this from a man who just shared 5 minutes about chicken
your
strips.
Show.
And
it's
touchdowns.
Your show.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
I wanted to kind of give you a sense of the Democrat still and we're going to go to Hillary Clinton here for a second because she's still complaining about the 2016 elections. But there's another reason is because some people are saying with Biden kind of dying out, and Warren ascending, and the Democrats thinking that Warren just can't win a general
She's
election.
She's ready to fly.
But she can't win. She cannot win a general election. I think the Democrats know that. Some people are saying Hillary might actually come back. That would be deja vu that I would.
I had
really
a rash that was like that once.
It was.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, I think came out right out the mouth.
Like a bad rash.
So this is Hillary Clinton. She was at a book signing. She wrote a book with her daughter, and they were both there. And this is what Hillary Clinton had to say about Donald Trump. Cut 5.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president. He knows. He knows that there were a bunch of different reasons why the election turned out the way it did. And I take responsibility for those parts of it that I should. But, Jane, it was like applying for a job and getting 66 million letters of recommendation and losing to a corrupt human tornado. And so I know that he knows that this wasn't on the level. I don't know that we'll ever know everything that happened, but clearly we know a lot and are learning more every day, and history will probably sort it all out. So of course he's obsessed with me, and I believe that it's a guilty conscience in so much as he has a conscience.
What? He's obsessed with
her? Yes, that's what she says.
She hadn't stopped talking about it.
And I don't recall the last time Hillary appeared in one of his tweets. Which is his stream of consciousness, as we all know.
Yeah. That's amazing how someone can be so self-deluded.
What did she call him? She called him a corrupt human tornado.
Now, let me tell you, that's part of the Democrats' hatred for Trump. We were talking about this during the break. First of all, the Democrats expected Hillary to win easily, and so you'd have the first black president followed by the first woman president. Hopefully 16 years of progressive politics. So they expected her to win. And second of all, the fact that not only did she not win, she didn't even win to a politician. She lost to, in their minds, they're thinking, she lost to a clown. How in the world did he beat her? And that came out with that. She can't get over the fact that it was him.
I know.
She called him illegitimate. Didn't she call him an illegitimate?
Illegitimate.
Very first thing she said.
And what kind of tornado? A
corrupt, where did I put it? A corrupt human tornado. A corrupt human tornado.
So she's...
You know what? Did not she and President Clinton go to the inauguration?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't... she went to inauguration of an illegitimate president.
She would say. And notice how she says that he knows, but obviously it's not bothering him
and
much.
Also, and let me tell you something else. The fact that she can, with a straight face,
I know,
say, we probably won't ever find out all the bad stuff that happened. You talk about the Obama years and the Clinton years and all the stuff that has gone on that we probably won't ever know about. She's got a nerve.
Yeah.
Throwing that accusation at President Trump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys talked about the deep state a little bit yesterday, and you just said this morning, or as we went on the air here a couple minutes ago, that there was a day when you let football get the better of your emotions, or it was an emotional issue for you.
But then, as they also would say, I let it go.
Well, someone who has not let the political fray go, and is actually a Democrat, but he is for the president, is Geraldo Rivera. Listen to this clip. This is Geraldo on Fox and Friends Friday talking about the deep state and what it makes him want to do. I thought this was a great clip.
So it's going to be the president of the United States in a conversation that was intercepted by a rotten snitch. I'd love to whap him, but that's another story. Imagine this poor president, his whole tenure in office has been marked by snitches and rats and backstabbers.
Yep.
It's amazing how he functions at all. But he'll have to defend that statement, and it'll be the essence of impeachment, and I think they'll even lose some Democrats on the way to indicting him.
So that was
Geraldo
Rivera.
So was Geraldo saying he thought this would fail ultimately at the end?
He did.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. He made that 3 or 4 days ago, right?
It was Friday, last Friday. Yeah.
And I'll say this. Geraldo has not always been a fan of the president.
No.
He just doesn't like the atmosphere in which he's being forced to work.
Well, he's been a fan of the president because he's a personal friend of the president.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's been very critical of some individual topics
and those kind of things
like that. But you know, President Trump made a point the other day in an interview. I can't put my hands on the quote right now, but basically he said, talking about all this, the deep state and you don't know who to trust. But he said every conversation is supposed to be with a foreign leader, supposed to be public. He said you can't do business that way.
Right.
That's not a chance.
No. You cannot. And nobody's ever had that expectation of any president.
And nobody will after this. If there's a Democrat elected in 2020 or 2024, they'll go right back to the old way of doing things. All the rules are being broken just for Trump, because this is all about one thing.
Because getting rid of Jefferson out to get him.
An illegitimate president. That's what these Democrats believe. And that's what Hillary just got done saying.
Yeah. Yeah, she said it out loud.
Yeah.
Too. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here, because some people think this will backfire on the Democrats and that this will only fire up Trump's supporters and lead to a similar type vote as we saw in 16, where he wins.
Where he wins.
Especially in key states like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin, states that, and Virginia maybe, I don't know, North Carolina, where it's always very close on who wins between the Democrat and the Republican for the presidency. so we will see what happens there. The Republicans, whoever it may be, it's going to be President Trump, obviously. But they don't have any room for margin for error with any states. You have to win all the close states to get the Electoral College number.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats start with
California.
They start with
55.
They don't have to work or spend money in California.
New York, Illinois.
They start with those three.
Basically New England, maybe New Hampshire's a little
Washington,
purple.
Oregon. Now, there are some red states, for sure, but there are more blue states with higher electoral college numbers than there are for Republicans. So the Republicans, in the case of Trump, you have to win Florida, you have to win North Carolina, you have to win Ohio, you have to win Pennsylvania. I mean, you have to win several states or you don't have a chance.
Right.
You know, the numbers aren't there. So we will see what happens as we go forward here. Again, we have a national election for president a year from November, almost 1 year maybe in a month.
Right.
Yep.
So I think the timing for the Democrats, to me, is not good. If they were going to impeach President Trump, they should have gone ahead last year and harassed him for 2 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Instead, they've only got 1 year of harassment. Will they take a vote on this?
Well, they're talking about by the end of this year.
They are talking about fast-tracking it very fast because they know it's going to be a loser. But as you heard earlier from Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't care if she loses the House.
Do you think it's going to be a loser?
Will it be a loser politically, or will he get thrown out of office?
Well, you call it. No, he won't get thrown out of office.
He will not get thrown out of office. It will be a political loser for the Democrats if they try to.
Because
it'll
be seen as wasted time.
Well, not only wasted time, but he becomes a victim martyr president. It happened to Clinton.
But the other side, they want to. You know, they want the other side, the AOC, and many of the Democrats. They want this done. Even though it can't be,
they're cutting their nose off to spite their face, but do it.
Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. You want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Hey, real quickly, our 2020 Israel trip is filling up. I think we have 13 seats left. So if you want to go with us, March 12th, through the 20th on our annual pilgrimage, if you will, to the Holy Land. We would love to have you join us, and you can find out all the information, the itinerary, the cost, everything you need to know is available at twholyland.com. twholyland.com, twholyland.com. Check it out, and as again, we're down to 13 seats that we have left on our trip. All right, next story, Steve.
All right, a federal judge out of the Washington, D.C. district, the lowest form of federal judge, has put a kibosh on President Trump's desire to keep families together and detain for longer.
Did you say the federal judges were the lowest form of life?
That's what it sounded like.
I did not. There's several
levels. The lowest form of federal judge in Washington, D.C.
You did say that.
I did.
And in this case,
it's
I happen to agree
judge.
With you.
What I was not talking quality. I was talking about status. So there are district judges, there are appellate judges, and then there are Supreme Court judges. This is a district judge.
We know what you meant. We just wanted to point out what you said.
Her name is Judge Dolly Gee, and she is an Obama
appointee.
Her name
appointee. Is what?
Dolly Gee. Hello, Dolly Gee. And she is an Obama appointment. And she ruled that the government's defense of the proposed new policy to keep them longer is Kafkaesque in some of its reasoning. Of course, referring to Kafka,
he was the character
dystopian.
On that show Taxi, wasn't
he? Yeah, kind of not.
Okay. Andy Kaufman.
He's Kaufman-esque. Anyway, she has said, no, you have to let them go 20 days. It's up to Congress, she says, to change the immigration laws. And so she has blocked another effort for President Trump to kind of get a handle
on
immigration.
You think she's right on this one? Have you read enough to have an opinion on that?
I don't think she. I think that the president has the broad discretion under the Constitution to protect the borders. So if you're talking about if you need a law changed, yes, that's Congress's job. But if there is a national emergency, if in fact we are being invaded, or if the
inundated,
the president thinks that there is an imminent danger of terrorists crossing among
he
those
can't
who
stop
we don't
it
know.
Any longer.
Right. Then he has authority to act.
Was the president claiming that he could suspend immigration from these families indefinitely?
No, he's calling them legal loopholes. A 1997 consent decree. It's called the Flores Agreement, and the government said it must seek to the government said it has to seek to expeditiously release children from detention.
Where do you release them to? Where do you release children out into?
To their parents or their
what if they don't have
relatives
parents?
In the United States. If they come unaccompanied, I guess you release them to the Department of Child Services.
Yeah.
To DCFS.
Okay.
So he wants to undo the Flores, the consent decree.
So even though they're here illegally, you can't hold them. More than a certain time
period.
I'm not
sure that all of this.
This judge is ordering within 20 days, right?
Yes. And I don't know that.
It's almost like catch and release. I mean, it's not the same day, but it's.
How can we possibly stop illegal immigration into our country and get back to law and order if judges say you can't stop illegal immigration?
Right.
You've got to let them come in.
That's what she's essentially saying.
After 20 days, then you're free to go into the country.
Right.
Who What person who wants to come here illegally is going to go, they're probably going to go, you know, 20 days with food, water, you know, air conditioning.
Except in those places where they're forced to drink out of toilets.
Oh, yeah. Well, that AOC saw.
The AOC, yeah.
But, I mean, you're going to be taken care of, provided medical care.
Right.
And so you're refreshed, and then 20 days.
Later, then you get to go on your merry way.
You get what you want, right? Yeah. You get to come into America.
So to your point, that's essentially open borders.
Yes,
it is.
That's
what this judge is saying.
Yes, it is. The president, our government, has authority to deal with securing our borders, is basically, by some of these judges, just been neutered.
President Trump is virtually fighting this battle.
Alone.
Yeah.
Right. Very few, even Republicans,
right,
will stand with him on this. All right, Steve.
Well, what other good news you have, Steve?
I'm not sure that the Flores Agreement that they're trying deals only and specifically with illegal immigrants. Anybody that comes into the country as a family unit is held, and then the cat. I don't know. But I want to throw that out there that I'm not sure. But here's what I do know: they probably will head to New York City. Why? Because the city's Commission on Human Rights announced Thursday that residents, anybody in New York City, could face a $250,000 fine if they use the term illegal alien.
Where is this?
With intent to demean, humiliate, or harass a person. And
this is the People's Republic of New York City.
New York City.
New York's Commission on Human Rights.
That is so unconstitutional.
Yeah, that won't
hold
up.
To say, we're going to fine you $250,000 because we don't like your speech?
Right.
That's what they're saying.
No matter what it is, quite frankly.
Yeah.
It should, but they're saying if you call somebody, if you refer to anyone as an illegal alien, they can hit you with a $250,000 fine.
Now, I'm not to defend it. They're saying if you're using it to demean someone, right?
Well, they say with intent to demean, humiliate, or harass, but calling ICE is a violation of this. We'll get you a $250,000 fine.
Okay, so it doesn't make it any more constitutional.
No.
Right. I do want to point out that if you're having a conversation about illegal immigration and you use the term, that's probably not going to be where the fine is applied. But if you go, it's a bunch of illegal immigrants over there, why don't you go back to where you came from, then they're going to try to fine you $250,000. You can't do that.
Yeah, I think it's more or less I don't know what it is. It can't be constitutional in any way.
This is to my point earlier when I was talking about the Democrats pretending Nancy Pelosi, we're just trying to defend the Constitution.
Right.
The far left doesn't really care about the Constitution.
No.
And this is a perfect example of it. They don't care about the Constitution when they try to take away Baker's rights to not do a same-sex wedding. They don't care about the First Amendment. I mean, these people do not really care about the Constitution. They just like to say they do to advance their cause.
Right. And all right, so.
Not that I'm bitter.
No. And just remember, Ed, that the left, the people who wrote this law, have the authority to tell you what you mean of being in demean or humiliate or harass.
That's probably true as well.
I don't think you're going to get off, even if it's innocent.
All right, my son just came and told me that Auburn just scored again.
Oh, man. It's going to be like 163 to...
Oh, that's funny, man.
All right, folks, we will see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Thank you, Steve. Our thanks to Fred and Brent. And talk to you tomorrow, everybody.